are the 1, 2, 3 Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, and I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's what's.
Hey, I'm new girl. I'm back.
Christina.
I don't have an intro yet.
Hey, she has a name, though.
New girl.
Christina.
A lot of people have been calling for new girl to come back.
People on Twitter say new girl. I feel like that's what I need to go by now.
I know. They do call you new girl, so I think it's kind of cool that we call you new girl.
A lot of people think that you should just replace me.
So, I don't agree with that.
Here
that's
we go.
Mean.
Eddie gets his feelings hurt, and we're going to get down to the bottom of this again.
Just saying.
Eddie got mad at us the other day because someone put a poll up. Would the Sore Losers be better off without Eddie? And Eddie's like, you guys didn't defend me.
Do you agree with that, Christina? Like, new girl?
I do not agree with that at all.
No, do you agree? No, do you agree with them? Me getting upset at them not defending me?
I mean,
They don't just not defend me. They sometimes retweet it. They like it. They respond, be like, good point.
No.
Well, okay, to be fair, I did like Ray's tweet back where he's like, nice poll.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like they're just ignoring it. That's fine. If they ignore it, no big deal. But sometimes they're liking it.
You know what I usually write? Funny. You know what I usually respond?
Nothing.
No, I usually respond, what was it that you didn't like? And will you be back tomorrow? That's all I ask. I just want to I want to know, what was it that set them off?
Or you're doing research.
Yes, you investigate, because you want to make the podcast better and you want to understand what upset people or what people don't like. And like, some of this podcast, I feel like we need to play more games, but I'm like, man, I never come up with games. I should come up with games.
I have a game idea.
We'll come up with some games.
We should come up with games. We should have a weekly thing. Like, every Wednesday is something. And someone said we should do this day in sports history, but that would just be, that's really interesting, but
there's gonna be a lot.
That's fine. That
right.
could be fine.
I mean, you
so
could
look,
do that.
Here's and Ray's not with us, you know, obviously.
Ray, yeah, Ray
new
had,
girl's here.
He had a lot of work, but, and he had to go.
But I feel like me and Ray have a something that we need to be doing. Like, we literally, him and I, just show up. The Sports Genius Lunchbox does all of the planning, all the this is why I sometimes get annoyed. Because the show, he already comes in knowing what he's talking about, and he's got these strong opinions about what he has because he's thought about it.
He
knows his take.
He knows what he wants.
Me and Ray, we don't know crap. Sometimes we didn't even watch the game, so we're sitting over here making crap up, and the sports genius is so prepared that I get annoyed by it, but at the same time, I appreciate it because me and Ray don't end up, really, we don't have to do anything, just sit here and talk.
So you do get annoyed that I come in with takes?
Because you know exactly what to say because you've studied it. You know us. We're
I think
like,
it's because he doesn't know ahead of time what
the
you're
topic
talk
is.
About.
Right.
So but I'm like, quickly, what do you think? All right, what's the top of my head? And it's usually something stupid.
But here's the thing. I don't know what your response is going to be.
Hey, it's not stupid.
So most of the time it is.
I don't know what your responses are going to be. I just know the stories and how I feel. And so then when you say something, I come up with my response off the top of my head. It's just, it's how I feel, and I don't know what to say.
No, my point is I need.
I'll come up with a couple of things for you and Ray to start doing. We'll play some games. You guys can have your little takes. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, my point was, I think that Ray and I need to just provide something for this podcast. Like, and I had an idea of doing Stump Lunchbox. Like, try to find some kind of sports trivia where Lunchbox doesn't know the answer. And I'm not talking about curling or like ping pong.
Here's the thing.
I'm talking about real.
There's a lot of sports trivia that I do not know. Like,
I know, and we got to find it.
Like, but college basketball. Like, I don't know. Like, every year I watch the tournament, but I can't tell you. Like, I know Kansas won it in 2008, but 2012, I can't tell you if that's the year Louisville won it or if North Carolina won it
no,
that year.
No, sometimes you know stuff like that.
Right, but I'm saying I can't go just by memory like, oh, 2 years ago is when Seattle won the Super Bowl. I'm like, nah, they won 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Things like that.
No, but we
it's
would
not
make
always
it,
exact.
We would make it multiple choice where you're just like, you have a chance. Even if you don't have a clue, you have a chance of figuring it out, and you're good at that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, I mean, I kind of like that you are actually feeling bad that you don't do anything.
I do.
Yeah, Lunch is like, I mean, my back's kind of hurting, but I mean, I'm
annoyed by it.
I mean, I can't say that I haven't vented to my wife numerous times that, geez, I wish they would just do something.
Yeah.
Like my buddy Chris, he has texted me a couple stories.
Who's Chris?
Oh, he's a buddy that he was my brother's
buddy.
Good friend growing up.
I don't know
up.
Him.
No, and he lived with us in San Antonio for a year, I guess 6 months until I got the job. And he'll send me a story every once in a while, and I'll be like, you just did more prep than Eddie and Ray have done in the history of the show. And
it's true.
And like old intern Danny was like, hey, do you want me to do some prep for you? And I was like, I can't have you do prep for us when you don't even work for the show. Like,
and
that's just
Eddie
weird.
And Ray don't even do prep.
Right. And I told him, because he asked me if it's fun. I said, some days it's fun. Some days when I'm struggling to find stuff to talk about, I do get frustrated or down because, man, Eddie and Ray don't do anything. He goes, you want me to start sending you stuff? And I'm like, I can't have you send me stuff when you have nothing to do. You have a job. Like, you have a regular job and you have a wife to worry about. You ain't got to worry about the sore losers. You're living down in New Braunfels and you can't.
Yeah. No, he's in another state. Like, yeah. I get it. Yeah.
So, all right.
We'll come up with something.
I'm glad we had this. This was a good little talk.
Yeah. This was a great chat, guys.
New girl brings
we'll
out everything.
Does.
Hey, let's start the show how America likes to start the show by playing a game we call
Would You Rather?
Would you rather replace your arm with a sword or replace your feet with wheels?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do I get to pick which arm?
Yeah.
Right arm.
New girl, listen, we had this conversation. You can do whatever you want.
Right arm
gets
a sword.
It's all hypothetical situations.
Why would you want
rip.
A sword? Why would you want your right arm to be a sword?
Because that's awesome.
Okay.
Number one, I think that's awesome. Number two, you don't have to cut things anymore. I mean, you don't need like a knife for anything anymore. Think of all the things you can cut with a sword as an arm. If somebody tries to attack you, weapon.
How many times have you been attacked
exactly.
in your life?
Exactly.
I mean,
zero.
That might be the dumbest answer,
I
new
mean,
girl.
I mean,
and you are attacked.
On the off chance that I'm getting attacked,
no,
I
for
have
sure.
a weapon.
That
okay?
one or two times in your life, you'll have a sword.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And
yeah,
that,
but also, okay, think of wheels as feet.
Hold on. I haven't even answered.
And here's the thing. The one time you're being attacked, okay, it saves you. How about the one time you're making out with a guy and you use the wrong hand?
Stab his.
Well, okay, I'm not going to accidentally
use Lorena Bobbitt that.
Yeah, you get caught in the moment. You're like, oh, dang it.
First
sorry.
It's...
All right, there's, you know, you can like...
There goes the hot dog.
They've got like sword shields.
Don't be slicing
like,
hot dogs.
Covers you can put on swords and stuff so you don't stab
oh,
yourself.
Oh, like put it in your little holster.
Yeah, just, you know, holster up your sword real quick.
or you know, at the end of like little sharp, there's like a little plastic ball.
Yeah, like a little prong thing little... so you don't stab anybody.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you're, you know, getting into it, just put
a
little
that's
rubber
a funny little
tip
twist
it.
To it.
Yeah, there you go.
Because, I mean, I did think that lunchbox. I was like, look, you're making out with someone or whatever, and you chop them off.
Yeah,
you know, you're
see,
trying
that's
to.
Why you got to get creative. Put a little cover on it. You're not going to stab anybody.
Or she's in the kitchen, and she's chopping meat, you know, chopping vegetables with her arm. Hey, honey, look at this. He turns around. Whoa, man. Oh, so, I didn't mean to cut you
well,
open.
That's why like, you got to be careful. I can't be, you know, just like don't throw scissors. Hey, don't, like, fling your sword
You
got
to be careful with your sword, just like guys have to be careful with their
yes,
swords.
Yes, very exactly. Sometimes very dangerous.
Exactly.
Listen, look, I don't want to have a sword when I'm trying to pick up a golf ball. Like, what? Say,
use your other hand.
Okay, fine. Look, say I'm trying.
Both your hands aren't swords. Just
look,
one.
Okay, I'm trying to pick up a bag of dog food, right? I'm like, oh, God, I need my two
one,
hands.
One
like,
hand.
No, one-hander. A big one. I'm just telling you, like, the sword, you're never going to need a sword. I've never needed a sword in my life. I'm 40 years old.
Maybe when you're out doing yard work and you're trimming the bushes or the trees.
Yes, okay.
You
in,
can
in our,
grab
in our short
a machete and do that.
We have already thought of at least 10 uses for my sword.
Look, what does everyone want to do? They want to be able to run fast. They want to be able to get somewhere quick. We've invented
not me.
Planes.
I hate cardio. Not me.
No, I'm sorry. New girl, look, a car. We've invented fast cars so we can get from A to B quick. We want, dude, what is much more better than having wheels as legs? Woo! I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the store. Be back in 2 minutes.
Listen, he's exactly right. Give me the wheels. Kids nowadays are buying shoes with wheels on the bottom.
Yeah.
Why? Because they don't have, they're lazy and they don't want to walk and they get there quicker. And guess what? As an adult, when I need to get somewhere, I'd rather have wheels than, oh my, that's why we have scooters. Nope. I don't know where you guys live listening to this, but we have scooters all around town where you can rent them and you, with your smartphone, you get on them and you go and you can leave them anywhere you want. Guess what? You know why they're popular? Because they get you there quicker. And if you have wheels as feet, you're going to get there quicker. So give me the wheels and I'm not going to have a sword.
The sword is
I've already got one sword. I don't need two.
That's right.
You can't drive a car if you have wheels as feet.
Ah, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
You
no,
can't
you
drive
can't.
A car with a sword. How would you drive a standard with a sword?
Can you imagine if you drove by a cop with your sword and he'd be like, boom,
Yeah, you're gonna get pulled over every time for having a weapon in public. Like, no, that's just my arm. You need to put your sword away.
You go to the airport. TSA.
Oh my goodness.
You can't get in there.
You go to a bar and the bouncer's gonna be like, you can't bring that sword in there. It's my arm, dude.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And that's how we play. Would you rather?
Dang it.
It's okay.
Dang it. Ray's job's hard, man.
Okay, I've been meaning to talk about this for a couple days. Auburn Athletics has had a rough week and a half of injuries. First, the guy on the basketball team ripped his knee apart in the North Carolina game. And then an Auburn gymnast, oh my gosh, Samantha Cirio, I think is her last name. She is in a meet, and I mean, she has the most gruesome injury ever seen. I have sent the link to New Girl and Eddie. Who is going to watch it first? You guys have not seen it, and I want your reaction live.
All right. I press play, and it says warning. The following video contains image.
Okay, she's doing a floor
dancing.
Routine.
All right, I'm watching.
And she's going to go
Mine's
tumbling.
Mine's paused. You let me
know. She's dancing. She's doing a little shake, a little shimmer, a little twirl. All right, she sets up. She's getting ready to run down the mat. She runs, ready for a flip.
I'm
double
nervous.
Flip. Oh!
I don't want to see it now.
Oh!
Hey,
don't
say
it.
Don't say
it. I don't want to see it.
Just say, how are you feeling?
Oh, my goodness. I have to rewind it. I have to go back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
I am so nervous.
I don't understand how that was physically possible. Like, okay, she's flipping. Oh my, dude, that is disgusting.
Oh my God, I didn't want to watch it.
I didn't know that was possible.
Exactly. You don't know that's possible.
I'm gonna put it this way. She flamingoed.
New girl.
Oh my
go
God.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
You got the video.
It says it's trending. It's scary.
Oh, it's bad. Oh,
it's disgusting.
Warning: the following video contains image. Yeah, oh. I'll say.
You
don't
seen,
even know
you
what
don't
it
even
is.
Know. All right.
All right. She's doing good. She's dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Flip the hair. Yeah. Flip the hair.
She's gonna go back in that corner.
All right.
Here she goes, tumbling across.
About to run, running, and flipping. Oh my God! Oh my God! No! Oh my God! No! Oh my God! Oh, she's crying. I'm crying.
Well,
oh my
you
God!
Think?
Oh my God! Oh. Okay. Wait. How?
Yeah, see,
how?
You have to go back. How? Hey, Lunchbox.
Oh my
Lunchbox.
God. The
Everyone that
face.
Watches this video, do you think they have to go back? They rewind it immediately after they
yes.
see it?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God. The look on her face. Oh.
No, the look is weird. The look is almost like,
she's
what
like,
just happened?
She literally has a look of, did my legs just snap in half?
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Do you know why I call it Flamingo Lunchbox?
No, I have no idea.
The flamingos, their legs go backward. Their knees bend.
Yeah, aren't Don't they bend
behind.
Back?
Oh, I did not know that.
So
okay.
That's exactly
what
she did.
That's what I thought you were saying, and I was like, oh, I really hope not.
She suffered two dislocated knees and multiple torn ligaments in both knees.
That was probably the grossest thing I've ever seen.
But, dude, like, watching the Olympics, they do that flip all the time. Like,
exactly.
I don't understand how.
It's just a freak accident.
It's a freak accident.
She didn't land correctly.
There's something. It's got to be something with her body, right? Like the way her body is. Like maybe
I think
she has
it's
weak.
Just a freak accident. Or wear and tear. I don't know. But she had a surgery. It lasted 2.5 hours.
Oh, no. She landed on her heels. That's why.
Is she going to be able to walk again?
It's almost as if she didn't have enough power to come all the way over. And she landed on her heels. And that's why her knees snapped back.
And she posted on Instagram that she is now retiring from gymnastics.
Oh my God,
she's
poor
a senior.
Wow,
it may
my
not
heart
have ended
her.
The way I had planned, but nothing ever goes as planned, she wrote.
Definitely that.
Wow.
Her goal?
Retweet.
Her goal is now to walk down the aisle at her wedding in 2 months.
Aww.
Oh.
Wow, my heart breaks
my
for her.
My gosh.
How long was the surgery? Do you say
two and a half hours?
Oh, my God.
I got to watch it again.
Two dislocated knees. And, I mean, it is so
Not
gruesome.
Not many things make me sick to my stomach, but sports injuries make me sick to my stomach. And
absolutely.
That makes me, like, my knees hurt for her.
And I don't know if we should tweet that video out or not.
No.
Sore Loser Show on Twitter.
No, I don't want to be a part of it.
You just go ahead and Google.
It.
If you want to Google it.
Auburn gymnast.
I mean, it's been out there for a couple days, and I kept meaning to talk about it, but there was so much to talk about. But it is such a gruesome injury. Those injuries are just so bad.
Do you remember, like, Barbie dolls? Oh, New Girl, I'm sure you remember this. When you bend their legs, they would make little snaps.
Yep.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And you could actually do what she did to her legs to the Barbie doll.
Oh, my God. Samantha, girl, I feel for you. Wow. Is ouch. That's
sad, man.
Yeah. It's very sad.
That's awful.
And the fact that she's getting married in 2 months and that's her goal, like, that's just, I mean, that's just.
I really hope girl. That she she's reaches going that goal. I hard really time hope she right can now. Walk down the aisle.
I really hope she can walk down the aisle. And then I also, about the first dance.
Yeah.
Also, how is she going to work out, like, stay in shape for a wedding? She's going to have to get a new wedding dress.
Well, it's 2 months away, she's not.
You can eat healthy and stay the way you are. You don't have to necessarily work out.
It's only 2 months away.
But I'm thinking she's worked out all the time because she's a gymnast.
Yeah.
And so
she's already in phenomenal shape.
Right, but I'm worried that once you stop working out, just boom, like that.
You don't get fat.
I don't think it'll happen that quickly.
Because I look at ex-NBA players and people that all ex-athletes, they balloon up
They're just sloppy. Here's the thing with male athletes, like big size male athletes, football players, big basketball players, they eat like crap. They don't eat right. They eat double cheeseburgers, but they work out so heavily
and so much
that it doesn't matter. They need those carbs
to
burn and to be strong and get bigger muscle. Problem is, they keep eating the way they're eating and they don't work out. That's the bad mix.
So, yes, we want to wish her well, a speedy recovery. Hopefully your wedding goes off and is amazing. And I hope you walk down the aisle. I hope you're able to walk down the aisle and enjoy your day, because that is just... it's awful. It's a terrible way to end your career, but...
Well, and another thing, too, everyone, like, just easy with the retweet, easy with, like, the comments on whatever, because that's hard for someone to go through.
Yeah,
and now knowing
awful.
That your video is going to be viral and everyone's going to watch it and do exactly what we just did sucks.
Well, we feel for you, girl.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it sucks that people are talking about it.
It does suck.
No, we feel bad for her.
But not everyone is like that. Everyone will be talking trash. Like, they'll make a meme out of it or whatever. You know?
No one will make a meme out of that.
No.
Stop.
No, you're telling me that you're not going to search later, like in a few months, you're going to search broken knees, and that's not going to come up?
That's truly heartless.
I don't know if that'll come up in a meme.
Or a GIF.
Let's see, broken knees. Oh, it just goes into research. It doesn't, but maybe type it in on Twitter.
I'm going to go on Twitter. That's my point. Don't. No. That's my point. Like, just don't be mean about it.
Okay. Yeah, no.
And yesterday.
We wish her a speedy recovery.
Yesterday, the XFL came out and explained some of the rules they're going to have. And guys, this is they have some interesting things.
Are we supposed to be excited about this?
Well,
I feel like they want us to be.
Yes. They're talking about how they may draft players out of college that are not eligible for the NFL yet. Because NFL, you have to stay in college at least 3 years.
Yeah.
So they may be able to draft freshmen, sophomores into the XFL. They're talking about that. But when you score a touchdown, they have a three-tiered extra point system. So one extra point, teams can choose to go rather for a one-point conversion from the two-yard line.
Okay.
A two-point conversion from the five-yard line.
Okay.
Or a three-point conversion from the 10-yard line.
What's the two-point conversion now in the NFL?
It's from like the 2.5, 2-yard line.
Okay. Yeah.
We literally have a 9-point touchdown. So like when late in the game, when a team's down 16 or 17
that's
points.
That's an insane amount of points.
Right. Because when you're down 16 or 17, that's a 3-score game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not in the XFL. It's only a 2-score.
Interesting.
Wow. And
sounds complicated.
Just get ready. The overtime rules are really confusing.
Do both teams get to touch the ball?
Not only that, there will be 44 players on the field at the same time in overtime.
What?
They're
trying to make this like barbaric games?
Everyone's like, all right, empty the benches. Everyone come out.
Coach, is this going to be like Braveheart?
Both?
Hold.
Yeah, they're like, it's overtime. Everybody, go for it.
Hold.
No, each team will have 5 opportunities to convert a 2-point conversion in the overtime session. The defense would score 1 point if they score a turnover.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the crazy thing. Your offense will be on the other side of the field playing against the defense while you're on the other side of the field playing defense against their offense. So both teams...
Oh my God, I hate that.
The offenses and defenses will both be on the field at the same time.
Everybody's playing something at the same time.
Yes. That way, they can get the game over in a short amount. They have a 3-hour time limit, and the overtime system will be completed in 4 to 5 minutes.
And you know what automatically came into my head when you said that everybody's doing something at once? Can you imagine being a fan and you're sitting there and you're like, oh my God, what do I watch? Do I watch my defense? Do I watch my offense? Like, you're constantly going back and forth.
And
like, oh my God,
TV?
They just did this. Oh my God, wait, they just did this. How do you cover that on television?
How do you call
it?
That?
Yeah, exactly. How do you call that?
Oh, he goes back to pass. Oh, wait. The other guy goes back to pass. Well,
oh, my God. Wait. He just ran in the end. Oh, wait. Wait. He just intercepted. Like, that's, how do you do that?
I don't know.
That's going to be so confusing.
I don't know how you show it on TV because you can, are you going to have split screen?
That's where you're the only way you have to do
it. Two ends of the field?
Yeah. That's going to get so confusing.
That's a good point.
And then if you're up by 3 points, and then, you yeah, got to yell down to your offense,
all of these
hey,
points.
Kneel it. Kneel it. There's no way they can beat us. Kneel
what
the ball.
The, like, really?
That's their idea. Yeah. They're going to be different than the NFL.
Are they still ruling on this? Or
they are being tested in the spring league right now.
No chance. No chance.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
That's going to game one. They're going to be like, yeah, nope, this isn't working.
I don't know. It's a very interesting that they're not trying to be exactly like the NFL.
Right.
I can appreciate XFL. That.
Right. But at the same time, it's like, what in the world?
But it's,
like,
but hold on. Think about this. Like, are you guys cool with this, though? Are you guys cool with changing the game? Like, example, we played Monopoly our whole life, right? And then all of a sudden, they're just like, we call this one Bunopoly. And and it's like, now the game is played completely different. Now when you pass go, you don't collect 200. Like, what? Do you feel like it's disrespectful to the game and the inventors of the game of football that they change all this kind of stuff? Like, that overtime rule is not just making adjustments to the game.
That completely changes the game.
Reinventing a new game.
Do you think Dr. James Naismith was offended when they introduced the three-point line in basketball?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was.
Do you have a problem with it?
You do have a problem with a three-point.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you've come in on here and talk about how it's made the game worse.
No. I said all they do is shoot threes. No one tries to do anything else.
It changes the game, like, by a lot.
I think it depends on...
This is not the evolution of the game, though.
It is.
No, it's a different league trying to come up with a whole new game.
And I'm okay with that. If it works...
I don't like it.
You don't have to watch it. You don't have to like it, but they're trying to go for a different fan base. They're trying something different because
what's the fan base that
you can't put out the exact same product and expect someone to buy it. Like, you have to do something different. Sort of like you have Life cereal, okay? You have then
our comparisons are ridiculous, by the way.
Well, I'm just saying
Monopoly, Life cereal, go.
Life cereal, I figure, is one of the older cereals. I don't know, or Kix, or one
it's
of
the. It's been around forever.
So, Life cereal, you have Life cereal. The next person didn't come along and go, you know what? I'm going to just put out another box and call it Bife and have the exact same kind of cereal. Why? Because you have to go for a different, you have to try something different.
You can't compare a game to cereals. There are hundreds of cereals out there. There's only one football game. Now the kids.
The Canadian Football League has totally different rules.
This overtime rule that you just described is, like, wacky. Like, I don't even know what to
about
it.
I can appreciate the fact that they need to do something that sets them apart. Because we already have the NFL. We already have college football.
Yes.
You need, especially if you want to entice young kids to either leave college or can they get drafted right out of high school or do they have to go
to college
first?
They haven't said that yet.
Regardless, you're getting guys who aren't waiting those 3 years to get drafted into the NFL. You need something to entice them to get there. But I think that overtime rule is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Okay. Then just come up with a new sport. Why not invent a new sport?
But that's what I'm saying. Everything here's the thing.
Like, really, why can't we just invent a new sport? And start from the ground up. Why steal from
I think
football?
I think football for the longest time has been trying to come up with ways to. I mean, you have the NBA has the G League, and
no, but that's it's all basketball. There's no difference in the rules of G League.
Yeah, but I think that's where the NFL is struggling because you've got every other sport has something else underneath it.
College
for the younger players, but even baseball. They've got all of those like minor league teams you have to go through to get there. I think with the NFL, you're noticing that because it's such a short time span that these players are playing for, like certain guys, your like average time of playing, your prime is like 4 years. Because after that, your body starts to like wear and tear and you're not as good anymore. Certain guys, obviously longevity is with different positions, but the NFL doesn't have anything for you either after your playing time in the NFL is over or before if you're not good enough. I mean, you can play your entire career in the minors of baseball, never even see a major league field.
I agree with
and
that.
make enough
NFL
money.
NFL doesn't have that.
But we talked about this with the AAF. Like, that was the whole...
Well, that's why I'm a little confused, is the AAF is no longer.
It's no longer.
Right.
So why does...
But that was the conversation about it. If they wanted... Lunchbox, me and Ray would talk about, if they really wanted it to last, make it a farm team, which is kind of what they said they wanted to be.
They were trying to do it.
They wanted to be, but they went too hard. They were trying to get a national platform. There's no national platform for G League basketball. There's no national platform for AAA baseball. It's not. Yeah. It's all regional. It's all for your small town like enjoyment. Then if that's the goal, then...
And it's purely developmental.
XFL's not going to do that. They're trying to go big, too.
They're trying to go big, and I don't have a problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it. I just don't know if it's going to work, because the AAF tried to do that and failed.
Right. But I feel like they have more... They have smart people behind what they're doing. They have someone... McMahon is a... He built the WWE, okay? He built
that. But he didn't reinvent wrestling. I mean...
Oh, he made it bigger and better. He changed
things. Wait a minute. Before
it was WWF.
Okay.
But they had to change their name because of the World Wildlife Federation.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a trademark.
So again...
It's the same thing.
So WWF... Did McMahon own WWF?
Yep.
So he did change wrestling.
Exactly.
Because before that, there was traditional high school wrestling, like you were. That was it.
You had Kerry Von Erich back in the day.
What league was that? WCW?
I don't know. This was like back in. I mean, it was like black and white.
Okay.
The Great Abdullah and all that.
Okay, so then he didn't. I don't know. I'm confused now. But
I'm just saying, he is trying something, and they have different ways to appeal. And maybe they don't get. Maybe they just get a portion of the. And if there's enough money, if they make $50 million, that's a lot of money. If they make $100 million,
$50 million,
yeah.
Who players?
The XFL.
That's nothing.
How much? If they make $50 million,
how much money
profit,
did the AAF put into their business?
But that's
and
what
didn't.
I'm saying. They
put $500 million and it didn't.
But
do
they
anything.
Didn't have a leader. They got a new CEO or whatever right before the season starts. Vince McMahon is the guy. He is it. Like, he is the head honcho, okay? And he has enough money. He cashed out of the WWE, and he put all his money, and I believe it's going to make it.
I hope that I'm all for having something else, because I have friends who either played in high school and then played in college and then weren't good enough to go to the NFL.
Right.
Or, you know, got injured in college but then came back but then couldn't go to the NFL. I have friends who, you know, tried playing in the AAF. I have friends who've been there, and I think it's great to have
else. You have friends that played in the AAF?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we call them?
It's sort of like,
why can't we call? I want to hear from these dudes.
I would love to.
Yeah, no, we can. I definitely, I have friends who've tried to do that. And I think that it's unfortunate when football is such a contact sport, and it is, I mean, like all sports, it's competitive, but your one shot is the NFL, because there isn't anything else for you.
There's Canadian Football League.
Exactly.
You can go to Canada. So it works in Canada. They have the NFL up there also. I believe they watch the NFL.
Again, it's their national game. That's fine. But CFL's not trying to bleed into America. They know they can't. They can't compete with the National Football League.
The only way for this league to work is if it learns from the mistakes of the AAF, because obviously that blew up in its face.
I think the AAF tried to go too fast.
Yeah. It needed more time to develop, because I thought it was a great idea. I'm actually disappointed that it ended up blowing up and it's no longer.
Also, I think they went too fast in getting the product out there.
Yeah.
They didn't have a good infrastructure. They didn't have time to develop. The XFL is taking 2 years to get two or 3 years to get everything in place.
Yeah.
And then they're going to roll it out. And
that's smarter. So that's why I'm hoping they learn from the mistakes of the AAF, because I think it's a great idea. I am curious to see how this overtime rule is going to work, because I think that's a disaster.
Right.
But, I mean, it's a new league. You're trying different rules. Just like, I mean, there's differences in college basketball versus NBA. There's differences in college football and NFL. Everybody has a rule change.
It's the same game.
But, I mean, it essentially is, but there are certain rules that do change the game. So I think, I'm not mad.
I'm basing it all on this OT rule that they're trying.
Yeah, and that's here's how the I thing. Am. I'm not here's mad the that they're trying something wild and different. I personally don't think that's going to work. But give it a go. Why not?
And here's the thing about the XFL. They haven't even played a game. They don't even premiere for another year. And guess what? People are still talking about it already. That means people are interested.
Now, what did they do in the past, though? Didn't they try to do...
They did it for 1 year and then folded.
And then what did that look like? I don't remember that.
The kickoff? Uh-huh. There was no kickoff. They just rolled the ball out to the middle, and you ran to the middle, and whoever got the ball first got the ball.
Okay. So it is barbaric a little bit.
But I think they're going to change it. And they let you put whatever name you wanted on the back of your jersey. You could put your nickname, like, he hate me, and then he got in the NFL. But yes, so it's going to be interesting. But that was it. I ain't watching it. You'll watch it. You'll watch it. You'll absolutely watch
it. I'm intrigued.
I don't think so.
I'm intrigued.
And then I want to talk about...
Masters?
You want to talk about the Masters next? Let's talk about the Masters.
No, what are you talking about?
I want to talk about this stupid lady, okay? She
is
suing the Houston Astros.
Oh, I just saw that. I actually was literally back in the glass room laughing to myself about... I just read this article.
She goes to a Houston Astros game, you know what I mean? And in between innings, hey, here comes Orbit, the mascot. Woo! Mm-hmm. And he's got the t-shirt gun. Woo woo! Who, me? 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 I want a t-shirt.
Orbit shot her.
I want an extra large t-shirt that's not very comfortable and I'll never be able to wear it. And it's not the soft material, it's just that real cheap fabric. Yeah. But oh, me, 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 me. Orbit shoots the gun. Lady tries to catch the shirt. It breaks her finger. Now she's suing him for over $1 million because she had to have two surgeries.
Really?
Yep.
Two surgeries, huh?
She had to have surgery.
That gun's that powerful? I know it's powerful.
Oh, it's real powerful. Yeah.
I know it's powerful,
but... That thing whips t-shirts into the stands.
Yeah, but aren't there rules? Like, you have to, like, shoot it pretty far
away. Oh, they shoot it pretty far away, but still, you tried to catch the shirt.
I need more details. I need to know how far Orbit was from her, and did Orbit aim at her, like, that kind of stuff. Because if Orbit was too close to her and nailed her, I honestly don't see a problem with suing at least for expenses.
What are you talking about?
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, it depends. If she's in the upper deck and Orbit shoots it up or whatever.
She's
suing
the Astros for negligence, including not warning fans about the power of the cannon, not operating the cannon properly, and not using reasonable care when firing the cannon.
She was sitting in the middle of the first deck behind third base.
Middle of it. So and usually Orbit's on top of the dugout or something.
Or down on the field. Yeah. But here's my thing.
I know. It's all part of it.
Who reached up for the shirt?
It's all part of the experience. You know what you're getting into.
Who reached for the shirt?
She did.
Okay.
She wanted that extra large, uncomfortable, cheap material t-shirt.
Yes. And then it doesn't work out in her favor, and she gets a broken finger, and she's going to sue. It's sort of like, okay, I'm going to walk out in front of a car and get hit. Okay. And then I'm going to sue because the car didn't stop fast enough.
That's not the same thing.
I think.
No, she didn't choose to go walk in front of a car.
No, she did. She put her hand up in front of that t-shirt. She could have just sat there and it would have gone over her head.
I think when you attend a game, you know what you're getting yourself into. It's just like with like foul balls or if a ball like is flying at you and you reach it. Like you can't predict those kinds of things. And I think that she put herself in the position to catch a t-shirt. It broke her finger. And, you know, I've seen where players feel horrible if they break a bat or if it's a foul ball and it hits somebody.
Yes.
They will make sure that the fan is then okay because they paid money to come to their game. It's a freak accident.
Who makes sure of that? Do you remember when that lady got nailed in the face with a bat?
They usually check up to every player, but they'll check up on the fans and make sure they're okay.
And you can see the mental anguish whenever it happens. They
genuinely feel horrible about hurting fans.
Have they ever been sued by someone getting hit by a bat or a ball? Yes, I'm sure.
I believe a woman last year at Dodger Stadium got hit by a ball and died. And there was a kid got hit by a hockey puck years back, and that's why they have the nets behind the goals now that go all the way up.
Okay.
It's because they got hit in the head and died.
Things like freak accidents.
The lady that died last year, did her family sue the Dodgers? I don't want you to get too into it, but I'm just wondering, like, what's the pattern of this stuff? Because when you do have a business where there is, like, you know, liabilities involved, like foul balls, broken bats...
It has a disclaimer on the back of the ticket.
I would even think that Orbit's power gun would be part of all that.
Yes. And she is suing because they refused to pay the $15,000 medical bills. So now she wants to be compensated for mental anguish, lost opportunity, and lost enjoyment of life.
But Astros, why wouldn't you just pay the $15,000?
That sets a precedent. But loss of enjoyment of life Get out of here.
Here's the thing.
You loser.
Here's the thing. She's ruining it for everyone, right? Right? I believe she's ruining it for everyone. But Astros, pay the $15,000. Sure. It sets a precedent. Yeah, everyone's going to sue if they get rid of Orbit's gun. Get rid of the free t-shirt gun. Is it really that exciting?
Yes, it really is.
You guys get really excited when the mascot comes out with a gun and shoots t-shirts?
It's kind of fun.
I don't give a crap.
I get excited.
I think it's really cool.
What?
I think it's so cool.
I want a t-shirt. I like free stuff.
I'm never in the area where they shoot it. And
well,
it
I mean,
pisses
neither,
me off.
Neither am I, but I'm like, send it my way. I want a free t-shirt.
Man, I was at a baseball game a couple weeks ago, and there was a line. I mean, solid straight shot to down the third base line, but it went foul and it hit the top of the cameraman's head. It hit his headphones.
Yeah,
missed his skull and hit the top. You hear
wow.
that?
Yeah.
Hit the top of his headphones and it fell off. And he looks around like, oh my, what just happened? He had no idea. It was so quick, and I thought like. That is, I mean, it's scary. Like you
it's
think
definitely
about.
Definitely scary. I remember, had to have been 2 summers ago now, when I was cutting videos for SportsCenter. We do I guess they still used to do it, like Friday Funnies, and they'll pull like certain highlights from fans or if a funny moment happened in a game like sometime over the last week, and I would be in charge of pulling that stuff. And I remember I don't remember which baseball game it was at, but a fan was standing, like. Way far behind, like left field, and she has like 4 hot dogs, 4 beers. Like she's care. Like she went and got everybody something. She's coming back.
Do-do-do.
She sees the ball, and you see her carefully put the hot dogs down. She cradles all of these beers. One hand catches it and looks around and is like, "Didn't even drop my beer." It was the most awesome thing to see. I was like, "No." No glove, one hand caught this ball.
I'm
impressive.
I'm just shocked that there aren't more lawsuits or even that there aren't nets
I'm
all
sure
over
there
the field.
Are. I'm sure there are more lawsuits. They're just not necessarily talked about because not every time a ball flies into the stands, someone dies or
correct.
It's something as like drastic as like breaking something.
Yeah.
But
like hockey pucks are scary, man. Like,
yeah.
They're very
things,
scary.
Those are
scary.
Because
they're frozen.
And you don't see them. Like the ball. The net around, you know, home plate and all that, that's covered. So a foul ball, you have a second to see it come. Hockey pucks,
it's
they're
still,
fast.
That's scary.
Golf ball, that you cannot see. I mean, it comes.
But, and golf, that's interesting because golf, a lot of people don't really get hit. The only people that get hit and they're about 300 yards away or 200 yards
yeah.
away from the shot. And they're just spaced. They were looking. They didn't even know that they were even in the vicinity
yeah.
to get hit. And usually they get hit in the leg or whatever.
I just honestly, I think that coming from a fan's standpoint, you're signing up for this, and with buying a ticket to go to a game comes with the off chance that some sort of freak accident might happen.
Yes,
you might get nailed with a t-shirt gun. You might get a basketball to the face if you're like sitting courtside.
Yes.
You might get a golf ball to the eyeball. Like. Random stuff might happen. It's, there's a very small chance it'll happen to you. But I think, this has never happened to me or a family member. So, I don't know if feelings would change if it were to happen to me. I don't necessarily agree with suing a player, a team, or an organization. Because how are you supposed to prevent that? I just think it's a freak accident. How do you prevent,
In Orbit's case, the only thing is just if Orbit was too close.
Exactly. Like, I can understand if
because he's
right in front of your face and points that gun straight at you and just fires
and your
it
hands
away.
Are there to block your face.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. But if
yeah.
you're reaching up to catch the t-shirt, if you're putting your hand up there to catch that extra large, not comfortable t-shirt.
How is Orbit
and
supposed
I,
to stop the fact that maybe your finger gets caught in the fabric and twists it
well,
the wrong way?
I'm willing
way
to bet it wasn't even the t-shirt ball that hurt her finger. It's everyone else going for the ball. Going
yeah,
for
like,
the t-shirt.
How are you supposed to prevent that kind of stuff?
I think that suing
the organization, I just think, like, why?
People that sue are stupid.
It's like the Ryder Cup when Brooks Koepka hit that lady in the head
right.
and she lost her eye.
Right.
Yeah.
And she contemplated suing. Lady. You went to an event. You stood out there 300 yards away where he's hitting a ball. There is a chance you're going to get hit. And when you're at the Masters this weekend, there's a chance you're going to get hit with a golf ball. So if you're in the gallery, pay attention. He didn't do it on purpose, Brooks kept getting aim and say, hey, watch, I'm going to hit this lady and I hope she loses her eye. No, he immediately rushed to her aid and was like, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to. You know, it's an errant shot.
Yes.
Like, how are you supposed to avoid something like that?
Exactly.
If you were to do that to me and I sue you for however much money, how are you then going to prevent that from not, like, how am I supposed to know, like, you're not going to turn around and that's in a freak accident, you're not going to knock Eddie's eye out one day?
Right. Like, so we just not have spectators at the golf course?
That'd be stupid.
I mean, we're all going to be watching the Masters this weekend,
right? Should no one ever go to anything ever again?
Exactly.
New girl, are you watching the Masters this weekend? Are you into golf?
Yes and no. I only watch when it's important.
So are you watching this
weekend?
So yes,
I will be watching the Masters to answer your question. But I only watch golf when it's important because I really am not that interested.
Well, I don't even want to answer for you. Then you tell us what constitutes as important. Like, what makes you want to watch? I know what she's going to say, Lunch.
What?
What?
When Tiger's leading.
Ugh, no.
Oh.
No.
I thought she was going to say when...
No, when Tiger's in the lead, when you watch the headline on Saturday and they're like, or on Saturday night, and they're like, Tiger is leading, and you're like, oh, well, let's watch on Sunday.
All right, let's turn on. Yeah, I think that, you know, Masters time is when I watch. Because my grandfather is a diehard golf fan, watches everything. And I can't get into it. I appreciate the game. I, you know, used to go with him to the driving range when I was really young. I appreciate it. He still plays twice a week, every week. I just can't get into it.
Lunchbox, you pumped?
I'm really excited. I love the Masters. I think it's really cool. It's a unique tournament. I think it's my favorite tournament of the year.
Why is it unique?
It's just the beauty of it. Just it's there every year because the U.S. Open switches courses. Mm-hmm. The British Open switches courses.
Yeah.
The Masters is there every single year.
Yeah, and all the other majors switch.
Also, I love that there's no phones allowed. So you don't see a bunch of fans just in the background taking
pictures.
You care
about that? Why would you care about what the fans are doing or not doing?
I just think it's interesting.
I think it looks cool on TV that everybody is just paying attention.
And they're genuinely interested in the game. I think that's kind
of
cool.
Instead of getting a picture or getting a video or, you know, I think it's awesome. And I just love the peaceful feel of Augusta. Like when you're watching it on TV, it feels so peaceful and so beautiful. And it just has a different aura about it. That's why I'm excited.
I was always watching as a kid. It was like, what's this? Like, what is this on TV? And like, it is very, very pretty. But what are all these people wearing green jackets? Is it a cult? Or like, I didn't understand.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it as a kid.
I didn't either. It was on. It would be on TV. It would be an option, and be like, and I would just go. I would go over it. I would just be like, that does not look interesting. Next. Because it just felt like it was a snooty kind of thing. Like, oh, they all wear the same jackets and they talk in accents and they play golf and they're very quiet. It's like, it just didn't look cool to me at all.
To be honest, I think the most impressive thing to me are golf commentators. Guys who sit there and will announce a game?
Yeah, a match.
Yeah.
That's, to me, is wildly impressive. Like it,
why?
Because it's boring.
Oh, it's not. I mean,
unless you're really into it.
No,
you're sitting there and you're like, and he swings.
No,
and the ball's rolling.
No,
I mean, I think that guys who sit there and can actually make someone like me, who that's what I think of golf, interested in golf. I think that's impressive.
You don't play golf, and I think that's the beauty of the game of golf.
Not a lot of people play golf.
Well, but here's the thing. I have an 11-year-old, and he's just not very good at sports. Like, he's just not. He's tried basketball. He's just not great at it. He's tried football. He hates it. He's tried basketball. Not great. Baseball, whatever. But I keep telling him, like, dude, you have a swing for golf. Golf is the only sport that you can play until you're 80 years old.
That is true.
You can play this sport for the rest of your life.
My grandfather still plays. He is 84.
You're
85?
Not going to be like the dudes who are at work, Lunchbox, the guys that play basketball, and they're like almost 45, almost 50. And it's like,
and
dude,
I play rec soccer still at 37.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's like, chill, you're going to get hurt. Like, you can't go hard. Golf, you can play for the rest of your life with your buds till the day you die. It's awesome. Yep. And that's why I think that a lot of people that watch play it. And that's what is fun to watch about it, is they do break down swings. They do break down club selections. They do break down why they're doing what they're doing. And that's exciting to me as a player. of being like, oh, okay, this is what makes him different than everyone else playing.
Yeah.
But what I really like, what I've never really realized till later in life, is the action of a game, like of players being in the top, falling quickly with a double bogey, while another player eagles at the same time and just loses the lead just like that. It's a race just by watching numbers. It's incredible. Like, whoever you think is leading on Friday, and it's just like, oh, they're leading by 15. They're going to win. Uh-uh. They always break down. It's such a mental game.
I like the Masters. I genuinely appreciate the Masters. I will be watching.
Yeah.
I don't watch golf regularly throughout the year, though.
What do you think, Lunch?
I thought golf was so boring to watch when I was younger.
Me too.
Mike Conry used to watch it every weekend.
Who's that?
My friend's dad. And we would go over there.
We're supposed to know that.
Be over
like
at his house.
Anyone's supposed to know that.
And we'd go over to jump on the trampoline or whatever, and he would have golf on every weekend. And I was like, how can you watch this crap? It is so boring. Then I started playing golf when I was like 16 years old, and now I appreciate how unbelievable what they do with that ball is, because I try. And what they do is just remarkable. And I'm like, okay, now I can watch it. Now, going to it in person is not as much fun as watching on TV. Because you have to wait 30 minutes in between every shot. Because on TV, you think it's just move, 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 move. Because they're cutting hole to hole to hole to hole to hole. But if you're following a golfer.
30 minutes it takes them to walk to their ball?
Walk to their ball, wait for the group in front of them, measure it up, talk over there with their caddy.
30 minutes? That would be a 12-hour round.
Their rounds are about 4.5 hours, 5 hours.
No, they're longer. They're like six.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So it's 20. I mean, it's a good 20 minutes.
It's about 10 minutes.
Okay. I listen.
Coach, all right. Coach, 30 like would be for a long round.
Yeah, that you're literally there for 12 hours.
That's hitting the ball twice in an hour. Yeah. Okay. Just so you check your math.
15 minutes. Sorry. Okay. I didn't, but I'm saying it's a long time
in
between shots. And so to me.
It's not the most, when I say exciting, it's not fast paced. There's no contact. It's literally just one dude swinging, hitting a ball, and that's it. Like, there's no, like, you're not watching a bunch of stuff happening at once. Like, you're like, and there he goes. And then that's it. So it's like a one hit thing. So I think that's why a lot of people find it so boring, because you're literally just like, and he hits it. Now what?
So who are you picking? You picked five players.
My top five.
Who did you pick? Did you bet on them?
So yeah, I haven't yet. I will.
Okay. So what, like?
So who are they?
You're betting how much on them?
Okay, so I'm doing $1 on each. So it's $5.
Okay.
$1 on each, and if you pick a winner outright before the round starts. I mean, the odds are really good.
Okay.
So you start with, like, your most favorite through the odds is Rory McIlroy. If you put down $1, you win $7.
Okay.
He is the favorite to win, which, in my opinion, he doesn't come close to winning.
The favorite never wins.
The favorite won't win. I don't even think he'll make the top five.
Okay.
So here are my five picks.
All right.
Number one, I think Tiger could win this.
Get out of here.
I think Tiger Woods could win this. I saw a video about a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago. And where was Tiger? He was just playing Augusta for fun. While everyone else is over at the freaking Arnold Palmer invitation or whatever. Or Tiger is, he knows this course. Tiger is back. His swing is better than ever. Mentally, I mean, Tiger, you can't break him. I feel like this is his major that he's going to win. I told you.
I think that would be wildly impressive.
Here's the thing.
Coach, I told you.
Tiger is broken mentally. You said you can't break him. Ellen Norgen broke him when she smashed a golf club.
Is that one of his girls?
That's his wife. Ex-wife. When she smashed the golf club into his windshield, that broke him mentally. Now, that was it. Since then, he has never been the same golfer, and he never will be, because he finally got busted. He wasn't invincible anymore. And his secret was out, and that mentally screwed him. But in my opinion.
Okay. Number two.
But Tiger doesn't come close. Get him out of here.
Number two, Jesus' lookalike, Tommy Fleetwood.
I love him.
I think he's just solid, and he's the guy that no one ever thinks to win, and he's always hanging out right there in the top three. Yep. Like, just always right there. He's a great golfer. He's always so sharp when he's like when he's playing well, he plays well the whole way through. I think he can win it. Francesco Molinari. Dude, last year, 2 years ago, I would tell you, like, who is Francesco Molinari? Who gives a crap? But he always sneaks in there, too. He's an Italian guy. He won, I think, the British Open. That was his first major, I think, to win.
Yeah.
Since then, he's just been in a role. He hangs out, too, in the top 10 once in a while. Like, he is one to watch out. Francesco Molinari is another one. Two more, I think, Ricky. It's just time.
Listen,
do you know why I'm doing this?
No. I like Ricky. I like Ricky so much. But he seems to be up there, and then on Sundays, he melts like a popsicle in the summer heat. It falls apart every time in a big event.
I will continue to put him on my list of winners on a major.
Because he's going to win one time.
Because he's got to win. He's so good, and he chokes all the time.
You can only choke so many times in a row. Who was the choker
before he started winning all the time? Dustin Johnson. He was known as your second place runner-up forever and ever. He was never good enough to win. He was just always second place. Now, you can't stop the dude, although I'm not picking Dustin Johnson to win. Ricky Fowler is my fourth. Number five to win is, this is a crazy one, Kevin Kisner.
Okay.
I feel like Kevin Kisner is another dark horse that doesn't get a lot. Nobody really knows who he is, but that's the way the Masters is. It's not always your Jordan Spieth, your Rory McIlroy, which those are the winners, Brooks Koepka. But sometimes you get this little guy like, who was the guy that, Danny Willett?
Yeah.
That won it one time? Who is
Whatever
Danny?
What happened to him?
Exactly. Who knows? Like, you know, these random.
You just get hot. It's your year.
And you're putting, you're making them. That's just how it goes. And I think that Kevin Kisner is one of those guys. He is truly the one that I think could win it all this year.
Huh.
You heard it here, folks.
Kevin Kisner.
Okay.
How about you, Lunchbox? Is Tiger in it?
No. Tiger's not. Don't. If you're in a pool and you get to pick five golfers or whatever, don't pick Tiger. Because everybody's going to pick Tiger and it's a wasted pick. Just don't pick him. Tony Finau.
You love him. And he's got a lot of hope. He's always someone that everyone's looking out like, oh, watch out for Tony Finau.
I also love Ian Poulter.
You do like he's very solid.
Yes, he's just consistent.
He's just solid, consistent.
He's just consistent. He doesn't ever seem to have a terrible time. I mean, makes the cut.
Dang it, I'm gonna have to write that.
Can sneak up there a little bit. Nothing. And another one, Paul Casey.
Yeah,
another solid. Not one of the superstars that everybody's talking about. These are
B level golfers.
And Fleetwood's another one I love. I love him. I really like him. I don't think Phil.
Oh, I do like Phil.
Stay
away. Phil is 40-1. Wow. Meaning for every dollar you bet, you get 40. Like, I love that. And because you
that's
just don't,
pretty awesome.
Don't sleep on Philly, dude. You just can't sleep on him. Because if he's having, again, like Christine, like New Girl said, you're hot. This is what I like about the old guys, like in at the Masters. They've been playing this course for years. They know this course.
This isn't their first.
They
rodeo.
Know it better than Tommy Fleetwood or Kevin Kisner or any of these guys. Like,
what about my boy Charlie Hoffman?
See, I bet on Charlie last week.
I like him, but he does the popsicle too. He shows up real good, and then it gets hot outside on Sunday, and he melts into your hand, and you have nothing left.
Do you know what I like about him?
He doesn't give a crap.
He just walks up and hits the ball.
I love that.
He does not study it, look at it, think twice, take
like,
practice.
All right, here
swings.
We go.
He goes up and hits the ball in less than 20 seconds. Like, it's just awesome to watch.
That's awesome.
Is there anyone you don't want to win it?
Yeah.
Who?
Rory.
You don't want him to win.
I don't want Rory to win.
You don't like Rory.
No, okay. It's not that. It's just that when people pick favorites and things like that, it's just like, he's not going to win it.
That's exactly why I said Duke wasn't winning the championship this year. It was a favorite.
I do like Rory. I just don't think that he's as good as everyone always says he is. Like,
you know who I don't want to win it because I don't like him? Justin Thomas. I cheer against him all the time.
I'm with you on that.
All the time. Cheer against him, but he's so good.
You know who won't make the cut?
Who?
Jordan Spieth.
I was just about to say that. Okay. I don't watch very much golf, but I do know a little bit about him.
He is having a hard, hard, hard year.
Yeah. From what I follow a lot of sports on social media, and I've been keeping up with what people have been saying about him, not good.
Coach, I do like your Ian Poulter, though.
Yeah. That's it. That's
80-1.
So enjoy. Enjoy the Masters. Well, it's not. It doesn't start till when is it? Tomorrow?
Thursday.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Those are But by the time we do our podcast tomorrow, it already started. So we wouldn't be able to tell you who to pick.
Guys, get these bets in. It's $1 to win like 80 if you pick a random person. Like, look.
That's incredible.
Example right now.
Easy cash, baby.
Example right now. Say you want to go Michael Kim. Don't know who he is. 750-1.
Yeah, waste your dollar
for $1.
It's $1.
But you're gonna waste it. Then just give me the dollar. And then if Michael Kim wins, I'll give you
$750. But you're not gonna give me 80.
Fred Couples.
If they win, I will.
Fred Couples, you know who Fred Couples is?
No.
I mean, this
me another dollar and I'll give you his odds.
No, I want to bet
it. He just wants all our dollars.
No, give me the dollars and if they win, I'll pay you.
You'll pay me $500.
Yeah, Fred Couples wins.
If Fred Couples wins.
Yeah, give me the dollar. I mean, I'll make so much money off of you. It'll be ridiculous. And before we go, I just want to say, Anthony Davis, you look like a child. You look like an absolute child.
Did he shave his eyebrows?
No. He said he wants out of New Orleans. Fine. And you blame the media for painting a bad picture of you. Fine. But then when you walk into the arena last night on your last home game and you have a shirt that says, "That's all, folks," it's a bad look, dude. You look like a child.
What is that? I know we've talked about it for a little bit.
That's passive aggressive.
No, but what is that walk-in thing? Like, is that now it's a thing where, like, they know that they're going to be – so it's product placement. It's your time to – wear the shirt that you're trying to sell, or if you're trying to...
Yeah, you can do that also, but still, that's him sending a message to the Pelicans saying,
so annoying.
Hey, look at me, that's all, folks. Like, kind of like a dig, and it just shows he's kind of... If you want to be a superstar, don't be a child. Like, walk around like a leader, walk around like a franchise player. You don't need to do petty stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's the right word for it. It's just petty.
It's... Yes.
That's the perfect word for it. Yeah, it's childish, but it's just petty. There's really no need for it. Like, if you truly want out of a city, if you want away from a team, there are ways to do it. Don't be petty.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
Hey, you like Kevin Na?
I always liked him.
250-1.
All right. Give me a dollar.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Sore Losers Show on Twitter.
Subscribe wherever you listen. Tell your friends, tell your aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, whatever, kids.
New Girl, thanks for filling in for Ray. We appreciate it.
Of course.
We out of here.
I'll be back anytime.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.